Hi everyone, thank you for being here. My name is Yiyun Lin. I'm a PhD student from The Ohio State University. Today I would like to share my research on neutral mobilization related genes in petunia paddle senescence. Okay, so the wholesale value of the floriculture industry in the U.S. is worth $4.63 billion, according to the newest report from USDA. And because the value of most floriculture crops are largely determined by their flowers, and flower longevity is an important characteristic of flowers, it's important for us to understand how flower longevity is regulated. So according to a popular theory, nutrient mobilization plays an important role in the regulation of flower longevity. When a flower goes from open to senesce, the nutrient material in the flower petals are degraded and remobilized to other parts of the plants for recycling. As an example, the data from our lab shows that the concentration of phosphorus goes down as flowers senesce over time. So now that we know nutrient mobilization is important during flower senescence, what regulates nutrient mobilization? Autophagy is a pathway that is known to regulate cell nutrient mobilizations and recycling. Previous studies have shown that the application of autophagy inhibitor can accelerate flower senescence. And according to a previous transcriptomic study, several autophagy genes were found to be upregulated during pollination-induced flower senescence. As you can see, when they compare the pollinated and unpollinated flowers, they found a bunch of autophagy genes that were upregulated. So for those of you who are not familiar with autophagy, it is a process that regulates the degradations of damaged or unnecessary cell components to alleviate cell stress. And this is a map of the autophagy pathway. Now we're going to go through every detail on this map so that we can have a better understanding of the entire pathway. I'm just kidding, we don't have time for that. So to characterize this pathway, we selected several genes from different parts of the pathway. So it's a great representation of the entire pathway. So our objective is to characterize the role of these individual autophagy genes in flower senescence so that we can understand what's the role of autophagy during this process. And we hypothesize that knocking down individual autophagy genes will decrease flower longevity in petunia. So to study these autophagy genes in petunia, we use a method called virus-induced gene silencing, VIGS. And it's a method that's optimized to downregulate genes in petunia. And in this method, a virus is used as a vector to carry the reported genes and a piece of gene of interest. When a virus is introduced into the plants, it triggers the plant's defense systems so that it leads to the downregulation of those genes. So in my study, the reported gene that we use, as Chalkinson say, it's important for the synthesis of flower pigments. So when this gene is downregulated, the flower goes from purple to white, showing that the downregulation is successful. And in my experiment, all my treatment plants are treated with virus carrying the reported genes and a piece of my gene of interest. And I included experimental controls where the plants were treated with virus carrying the reported genes and a piece of GFP gene that doesn't code for any protein. It's just there so that we make sure all the virus that we use in this experiment are the same size, so it's more comparable across treatments. And also included a experimental control where the plants are just treated with buffer to show that wild-type plants can grow normally under this environmental condition. So the procedure of this experiment is that the petunia seeds were germinated and the seedlings were moved into growth chamber. And meanwhile, the virus vector were constructed and transformed into agrobacteria. This agrobacteria cultures are then used to inoculate those petunia seedlings. And when seedlings grow into bloom flowers, We started to take phenotypic measurement, including flower longevity and time to first flower, flower biomass. And at the end of the experiment, these flowers were collected for RT-qPCR to verify the downregulation of these genes. So in this experiment, we tested 9 individual autophagy genes, and we did see that autophagy has an effect on flower longevity. Okay, let's look at this graph. The axis is the individual autophagy. Interesting presentation going somewhere else. Axis is those genes that were downregulated during this in those experiments. The gray bar shows all the individual autophagy genes. The white bar represents the GFP, the experimental control. And the y-axis is flower longevity, and it's measured based on the number of days from flower open to senesce. And as we can see, one of the autophagy genes, ATG6, when it's downregulated, it results in early senescence by 2 days compared to the GFP controls. And so I think that shows that autophagy has an effect on flower longevity, and ATG6 might be one of the key components. We also took measurement of time to first flower, because that's also an important feature for a lot of floriculture crops. And it shows that a different autophagy gene, ATG8D, when it's downregulated, it causes a delayed flowering by 3 days compared to the controls. So that means autophagy not only does it play the role in the regulation of flower longevity, it may also play the role in the regulation of flowering time. And we also took measurement of flower dry weight, and it shows that when either PI3K, which is another autophagy gene, when either PI3Ks or ATG6 were downregulated in petunia, the plants produced significant less dry weight. So to sum this up, we found 3 autophagy genes to be involved in the regulation of flowering longevity, flowering time, and flower biomass. And these are the 3 autophagy genes that we found. And the next step that we did was we took these genes and we further test them in two other VIX experiments with more replicates. So according to the result of these 2 VIX experiments, we again saw a impact of autophagy pathway on the regulation of flower longevity. When either ATG6 or PI3Ks were downregulated, it caused early flower senescence by 3 days and 4 days into those 2 experiments compared to the GFP control. And this just further provides further evidence to show that autophagy does negatively regulate flower senescence. And in the measurement of flowering time, we were not sure if there's an effect of autophagy on this thing, because we didn't see a consistent result from these 2 experiments. So further experiments will need to be conducted to give a more solid conclusion. But in the measurement of flower numbers, we see a significant reduced number of flowers when either ATG6 or PI3Ks were downregulated. In the first experiment, the treatment plants have, on average, 20 flowers fewer compared to the control. And in the second experiment, they have 30 flowers fewer compared to control. So it was quite significant, I think. And in the measurement of flower dry weight, once again, when either ATG6 or PI3Ks downregulated, it shows reduced flower dry weight, and we know that it's because of the reduced number of flowers, because we didn't see a difference in the average flower size. And similarly, we also took measurement of shoot dry weights, and similar results were found when either ATG6 or PI3Ks were downregulated. So in conclusion, autophagy does negatively regulate flower senescence. And we found that 2 key autophagy genes, ATG6 and PI3K, not only are they involved in the regulation of flower longevity, but they also may be involved in the regulation of flowering the flower number, flower biomass, and shoot biomass. And as we can see that these two genes are all from the central part of the autophagy pathway, so that may indicate that this part of the autophagy pathway is the core role player in the regulation of flower longevity. So the next step of my research is to further characterize these autophagy genes in petunia using further genetic studies, either to downregulate them or upregulate them using stable transgenics. And I would also like to investigate the interaction between autophagy pathway and other potential regulatory pathway in flower senescence. And unlike Vegas, I hope what I found in my research doesn't stay just as a basic research. I hope my research can contribute to the genetic improvement of floriculture crops through molecular breeding or biotechnology, whatever, in the industry. Thank you for letting me take advantage of your time to tell you about my research. I would like to give a special thank you to my advisor, Dr. Jones, and really everybody in the lab that helped me with my research. And I do acknowledge my funding source, DC Kiplinger Endowment Fund and American Flora Endowment. And I'd like to thank Ohio State for its great support. Oh, with that, I would like to take any questions. Yes.
I was just wondering, what did you use for your reference gene in the
QPCR
part of your research?
So we tested four reference genes because it has to be specific for petunia in this Vicks experiment, and I end up using Actin and RPS13. Yeah, that. Yes. No. So those are seedlings, and what we did is it's a method called apical meristem. So we damage the top part of the seedlings where all the shoot comes up, and then we drop those agriculture onto the seedling, the wound area, so that it enters the plants from there. Yes. That's a very good question. So why isn't when you knock down all the autophagy gene, why don't other genes show any effect? Because in this pathway, a lot of genes, they have gene families. So if I just knock down one or two of the entire family, it doesn't really show anything. And ATG6, I believe, is single copy in petunia. And PI3K, I'm not sure, but yes.
Is there any way you can validate your experiment by looking at the autophagosome production?
I'm sorry, the applause from the other side was too loud.
If you can validate your experiment by looking at autophagosome production, like can you visualize it using, from an animal science background, so I'm not sure about the line, but do they have the autophagosome kind of activity?
Yeah. So the question is if we could provide visualized evidence to show if there's actually autophagosome structure. That's what we have been trying to do, and we really, really hope that we could get that experiment to work, but yes, we're working on that.
All right. Thank you.